Chapter 5. Rusty and Linda Myers were headed home from the First Presbyterian Church when they saw the commotion at Rui Park's home. They pulled in and parked behind a truck Rusty recognized as belonging to the publisher of the Press Argus. He told his wife to stay in the car with their children.
"What's going on?"
he asked when he saw Feldman.
"A murder. Rui Ann Park is inside with her head bashed in."
"What? I can't believe it."
"The cops are inside now. They're all so excited they're about to piss their pants."
Rusty felt like he'd been kicked in the stomach. He'd known Rui all his life. Sam Hugh had been the best man at his wedding. They'd been fraternity brothers at the U of A. "Where's Sam Hugh?" Feldman nodded toward the patio at the back of the house.
"He's over there. He's in bad shape. He found her body. Poor guy, I can't imagine what it was like for him. She was on her stomach with her bare butt showing."
Rusty took off his glasses, and then he put them back on.
"Had she been raped?"
"They don't think so. She was in her gown and robe and had pin curls in her hair."
"Have you been inside?"
"Oh, no. I got my information from Chief Hicks. You know him. He can't keep his mouth shut."
Rusty shook Feldman's hand, thanked him for the information, and walked toward his best friend. Sam Hugh had on the clothes he'd worn the night before to supper, a yellow sweater and dark brown slacks. He was tall and thin and looked good in his clothes. He used to be a dapper dresser, but he didn't look dapper today.
"Hi, buddy,"
Sam Hugh said, grabbing Rusty's hand. He was a good bit taller than Rusty, and just a few years older, but he looked like a weakened old man.
"I found her. Did you know that? God, she looked so old and so bloody. Her arms were all askew, and bless her heart, she wasn't wearing panties. She'd be humiliated to know how she ended up."
"Got any ideas, Sam Hugh? I mean, who could have done this?"
Sam Hugh raised both arms, his hands flat.
"I don't know, man, but I'll tell you, I'm scared. Scared shitless. That's a mean son of a bitch who'd kill an old lady like my mom."
"Can I do something for you, Sam Hugh? Call someone? Does your sister know?"
He took off his glasses and wiped his eyes on the sleeve of his sweater.
"She's on her way."
"Well, when she gets here, y'all are welcome to stay with us. Tonight, tomorrow, anytime you need to get away from all this," he said, waving his arm. "We'll fix some sandwiches or something."
He turned and looked toward his car.
"I better go tell her what happened and get the kids home. We've been to church and got Kentucky Fried Chicken in the car."
"Yeah, sure. Can you believe this shit, Rusty? Can you believe it?"
Rusty walked back to his car, and when he saw his wife in the front seat and his three children in the back, safe and sound and free from anything ugly in this world, he began to cry. He climbed into the car and rested his forehead on the steering wheel. After reaching for his wife's hand and squeezing it with a secret message that said, "I'll tell you what happened when we get home," he backed around a police car and pulled out onto Fayetteville Street. Linda Myers turned to the back seat.
"I'm ready for lunch. Are you guys?"
A chorus of yeses rang out loudly from three sets of lungs.
"All right, Daddy, let's feed these kids some chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy."
When they returned to their home, the phone was ringing. The news of Rui Ann Park's murder had spread quickly. High school classmates called. Methodist church members who had sung hymns while Sam Hugh played the organ called. Merchants who had benefited from Sam Hugh's membership in the Van Buren Urban Renewal Commission called and wanted to know where to send flowers, where to send memorials, where to send food. Members of the King Opera House Players called and wanted to see what they could do for their founder. By the middle of the afternoon, Rusty took the phone off the hook and went outside with his wife to watch the kids play on their new swing set. After Rusty and Linda read to their children and listened to their prayers that Sunday night, he checked the windows and doors for the second time before they turned out the light and crawled into their bed. Exhausted from the phone calls, the couple held hands under the covers and discussed how they might best help Sam Hugh and his sister.
"I don't want Sam Hugh and Linda seeing their mother's blood every time they go inside the house.
Rusty said. Yes, I've already thought about that. I'll clean the house. I want to do that for Sam Hugh. He's been a good friend to us.
Rusty squeezed his wife's hand hard and thought he'd never loved her more than he did at that very moment.